Hello, everybody. Welcome. And I'm so happy that you are all here and have joined me tonight. If you could just press star 6 to mute yourselves, and then any background noise that you have playing in the background, any children or animals barking. And if mine do, I apologize, but I can't mute myself because then you won't hear me. Okay. So again, thank you so much and welcome. I'm Jennifer Elizabeth Masters. I am an author, I'm a healer and a hypnotherapist, and I am so delighted that you've taken the time out of your day and your busy schedule to nurture yourself and your soul. And I'm also here to tell you, because I'm hearing from, there's quite a few beings here with us besides us humans, there are a lot of ascended masters and angels here. And they're also delighted you're here. So thank you so much. Tonight's program is all about past lives and how they adversely affect us. I'm going to share some information about ourselves and how the process of reincarnation works. Now, if you don't believe in reincarnation, that's okay too. Just play along with me and see how your life changes and unfolds. And I do want to hear back from you afterwards. Let me know how the clearing was, how you feel. I really would like your feedback. Okay, so somebody needs to press star 6. Thank you so much. Okay, so we're going to connect our energy. We're all going to slow down, uncross our arms and legs. I know you've had busy days, work and driving, etc. So just breathe. Take a deep breath. One deep, slow inhalation, breathing and filling your lungs all the way to the top. And exhale completely. Someone that has their mouth right up against the phone isn't muted. Star 6. Thank you. Exhale completely. Okay. Now this time, I want you to consciously inhale and drop your shoulders because your shoulders are up around your ears. Relax your shoulders. Take a deep breath. All the way up, filling your lungs all the way to the top. And a little bit more if you can. Now slowly exhale. One more time. And now this time I want you to envision white light coming down through your crown, through the top of your head, coming down all the way to the bottom of your heart, the center of your chest. Hold it there. Take another breath. Now send this energy back down through your core, through your thighs, through your knees, down through your calves, down through your feet, through the soles of your feet, down to the bottom, through the floor, down into the earth, through the center of the earth. And that energy is being cleansed. Take one more inhalation, breathing in, pulling that energy up, and holding it in your heart. Now we've connected the heaven and the earth together. Okay, so now two announcements before I begin. I have a drawing for a free one-hour session with me. And now this is a big deal. It's your opportunity to have your Akashic Records read, a full hour energy clearing, or an energy clearing and coaching session with me. So if you have self-esteem issues, trauma, or anything like that, that would be a great opportunity. So if you haven't gotten my newsletter, let me know and I will share it with you because this is something really big. It's a great opportunity. So just know that I began reading the Akashic Records, and since I did, I've been very dialed in to the Ascended Masters. I'm not alone in my sessions. They're here with me now. My team is always present, and I'm talking my etheric team. So the drawing is next Wednesday. You have a full week to get your responses emailed to me. There's three questions, and you don't need to worry. They're not too difficult. The questions are in the newsletter. So I am passionate about helping people free themselves from their past, trauma, self-esteem issues, And I believe, and I know because this was true for me, self-love is the path and the fastest path to awakening. It shifts everything in our world, including our perception, our relationships, and our health. And when we know who we are lovingly, I'm sorry, somebody's just still trying to get in. So when we know who we are, then we are more able to be authentic, and it shifts everything in our world, including our perception, our relationships, and our health. So when we know who we are and we accept ourselves, we become focused on keeping ourselves in a high state, vigilant about our health and well-being. Self-love leads to enlightenment, and as I said, it's the fastest path to enlightenment. Relationships will be easier when we're fearless about being us. And when we can be completely transparent, authentic, we can also, whoever has dogs, could you press star six? Thank you. I know this feeling very well. Okay. So can who is it who has a barking dog? Could you press star six? Did you leave the room? Okay. So now that used to be me. I used to be a people pleaser. I was insecure. I couldn't speak up for myself. And I'll tell you, that has completely changed, because if you knew me then and know me now, you'd think I was a different person. And that changed. 30 years of self-introspection and focused healing. So now I help others achieve the same thing. And in 2012, I had an awakening that changed my life forever. And since that time, I've not felt lonely, a longing, a state of being alone, and, you know, I'm just blissfully happy. So I'm in direct communication with my high self, which is a team of beings. And there are 23 beings on my high self committee team, and 9 of which are ascended masters. So my high self tells me that most people have 3 team members, 20% of the population have more than 3, 1% of the population have more than 10. So in answer to your question, most people have 1 guardian angel. And angels are different than your high self. Everyone has 1 high self, but the high self could involve other people, other beings on the other side. So when we're channeling, we channel our high self. And depending on who is on your committee, you're channeling your committee members. So when I began reading the Akashic Records in Bali, this opened me up to a whole new world. I was intuitive before, but now when I'm on the phone with people, I smell their perfume. I can smell incense burning. I taste what they're cooking on the stove. So I will be teaching an Akashic Record course in the future. Okay, so it means a lot to me that you're listening and working on you. Self-growth is the biggest gift that we can give not only to ourselves, but also the world. And tonight we're going to talk about past lives and past life programming. Everyone here has been reincarnated multiple times. In fact, reincarnation is the biggest form of recycling on the planet. It's been around for a millennia. And you've been on multiple planets as well as this one. So tonight I hope to be this to make this fun, enjoyable, and starting with our mind. Think about this. We make hundreds of decisions a day, what to do, what to say or act, how to act. Yet whoever's doing house cleaning, could you press star six for us, please? So when we make decisions, we may not even think that we're making them consciously. We may ask, why did I do that? Or why did I say that? Or why did I react in a certain way? Okay, just hold for me 1 second. I've got somebody desperately trying to get on. 1 second, everybody. Okay, so everybody, I want you to just breathe. I've got to ground her. She's so anxious. So she's not, you know, when you try to do something really fast and you get anxious and you're not grounded, and then you can't dial the numbers and everything kind of backs up. Okay, just breathe. So every one of us have answers literally within us. We're much more than physical brains and certainly physical bodies. We're much more than a conscious self. And to put it in simple terms, we think of ourselves as a mind, but our mind has three facets: the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious. And we're going to learn later that even those three things are not all that we are. But this can help explain some of our inexplicable behaviors and experiences. So I'm going to give you a quick little example of this from this week, and maybe you can relate. I had a family member ask me on Instant Messenger when I had a house full of clients and a shaman visiting from New Zealand, was I writing? And the question in my mind, I could hear my mother asking me, did you call your brother? Are you writing? Are you practicing the piano? And so when you read a tone into somebody else's words, you are being triggered by something long ago. Now, this person may have had that tone. I may have been accurate in my read, but my reaction was my reaction. I felt I was being treated like a child. It was a simple question, but I had a reaction. I had a mother who had borderline personality disorder. She's super critical, domineering, judgmental, and very cruel. So my reaction to his few little words, are you writing, triggered the heck out of me. So we need to focus on how we react and modulate our reactions, because these emotions are what create the blocks and barriers to life being easy. So we don't want to let the emotions run the show. All right, so back to the mind. The conscious mind is our ego self. So when you think something, that you're thinking with your ego. When you say to yourself, I'm going to figure something out, you are thinking and figuring it out with your ego. This is not your high self. It is the earthly identity and memory in which our soul clothes itself to survive in a physical reality. It's our judge, our negotiator, and conspicuous controller of our daily experiences. The conscious mind is the part of our high self, part of ourself, with which we most often identify. This is one heck of a day. Mercury retrograde. Excuse me, everybody. 1 second. Keep breathing. So we're going to talk about the subconscious mind in 1 second. One, two, three. I'm so sorry. Okay. So the subconscious mind, although we may not be aware of it, is constantly monitoring, and this is really important, it records our daily thoughts, our words, and our experiences. It slavishly remembers things that the conscious mind may long have forgotten. And so while our conscious mind is often affected by the subconscious, it has the ability to program the subconscious. This is really important. So what you think, what you say, can program your subconscious mind. And of course, that's where affirmations come in and mantras come in. The conscious mind programs the subconscious. So what we say to ourselves and others, even in passing, and what we think to ourselves, especially if we have strong emotions about it, is all registered in our subconscious memory bank forever. The subconscious has no judgment. It doesn't know right from wrong. It doesn't know good or bad. It has no sense of humor. It believes whatever you tell it. For example, if I have an accident, I will die. The fact that you keep repeating that thought keeps going into the unconscious mind, programming, creating fear. It's important to note that it isn't what happened to you that creates a negative program. It's how you reacted to the event. Now, just as a parent can brush off a big, scary fall for a child, another parent can react with fear, worry, and horror, with a look that makes the child react also with fear. You know how children will fall, the first thing they do is look up to mommy and daddy. And if you have a look of horror on your face, the child will inevitably cry. If you smile, the child will brush it off, maybe whimper a little and not be affected so adversely. So it's our reaction that's so important, not the event itself. For example, you can sleep with thousands of men or women and enjoy it. Or you could sleep with thousands of men or women and have gut-wrenching guilt, shame, remorse, think of yourself as a whore, and that causes you depression, low self-esteem, and then poor health. How many times have you said to yourself, this job is a pain, or I'm too sick and tired of driving every day in this traffic, day in, day out? And then we really do have a pain, and we really do become sick because the conscious mind is programming. Programming can also contribute to allergies, depression, illness, and can interfere with relationships and even our ability to succeed in this world. Programming can happen in more dramatic and even traumatic ways, from accidents or abuse. Whatever the cause, unless we keep the subconscious clear, we will continue to replay and re-experience the programming of our negative beliefs. Yet, even as this ability to our programming is our undoing, it's also our path to healing. Just as we can fill our subconscious with negative beliefs, we also have the power to reprogram what is negative and destructive in our lives. So what is to guide us in positive programming? The superconscious mind. The superconscious mind is our direct link to the divine, to God. Many call this the high self. Jesus called it the Father within. It keeps track of our purpose. It guides us through our life's lessons. And if we live constantly in our ego consciousness, we often don't recognize this part of ourselves. Yet it's always with us, whether we're aware of it or not. So for us to truly understand the power that the subconscious programming has over us, we have to understand the scope of our life is extending beyond just this lifetime. Through the work that I do, I believe, because I've had direct experience and know that I've lived multiple lifetimes on this planet and other planets. And if a single fall out of a boat makes someone nervous, can you imagine what 50 lifetimes of death by drowning could do to the subconscious mind? It's important to note that it is not what happens to you in any life that creates the negative program. It's the discordant energy attached to the event. So as far as your soul record knows, it's only concerned with the events. They're just experiences as far as your soul record. Nothing more, nothing less. It's the emotional energy attached to the experiences that causes us the difficulties. My first spiritual teacher, Lynette Lindsay, used to say to me, "Don't give it energy." And it used to drive me crazy until I realized that my worry, thoughts, and feelings about things was what created the backlash and the challenges. So it isn't about being a priest or a nun living in poverty from a past life that blocks your prosperity. It's the strong emotions that charge the vows of poverty that you took, coupled with the belief, and beliefs are huge, that you have to be poor to please God, because anyone with riches cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. I don't believe that. A subconscious fear of being barred from heaven when you die can energize a program that blocks your prosperity lifetime after lifetime. So when I do the clearing, I connect to your high selves, and the clearing is done at a soul level. And we're getting ready to do that. I just want to explain, what does a clearing do? So for those of you that have never experienced a clearing, there's nothing to do except you can have just a gentle thought. I release that which doesn't serve me. Turn your palms up, uncross your arms and legs, and just be comfortable and relaxed. So when the high self clears the block, they, and I say they because your high self is a team, they literally erase the negative energy pattern from your subconscious and soul records. So instead of being driven by the subconscious beliefs and desires that you don't understand, you become free to live your greatest potential. And your greatest potential is to express your greater spiritual self. And here's some examples of how some people that I've worked on have improved after their clearing. So one woman, if you've read my blog, her father wanted to have an arranged marriage. She was almost 30, and she wanted to marry a man she loved. And over the course of 3 months, I cleared her energy field and coached her to let go of the man she was dating but didn't love. So I cleared her field of codependency issues. I cleared her fear of meeting and marrying someone that she didn't love. And within 2 weeks, she met a man and fell in love. And as time went on, I cleared their morphogenic field, which is their joint field, and helped her move through the fear of loss when he went back to the U.S. I cleared her mother-in-law-to-be after they became engaged, that because she was jealous of this union. These clearings helped their relationship to be free of discordant energy of past lives that kept them feeling negative energy between them. So another woman came to me with another issue. I had worked with a client, and this gentleman felt disrespected, and he was pretty enraged about the conversation that the two of them had. And she was very nervous about this meeting that they were going to have subsequently. So I again cleared the morphogenic field, the field between the two of them, and they had a meeting set up to discuss the past dealings that she was very nervous about. And I cleared their joint field, their morphogenic field, and when they met for their next meeting, it went well without any rage or fear. So there's another young woman who attempted suicide 12 times in Colorado. All these people can't seem to get in. Okay. I cleared her for 30 past lives of suicide. 30. She had died 30 lifetimes of suicide. And once I did that clearing, she never again attempted suicide. Sorry, I'm multitasking. I'm not very good at multitasking, but I'm getting better at it. And I apologize for the interference, everybody. Okay, so another woman came to me. Now, please don't have any judgment. Keep your minds open. A woman came to me from San Francisco with a meth addiction. She had tried everything in her power to kick the methamphetamine habit, and she'd been to rehab 3 times. She was a beautiful woman. She contacted me for a clearing. Her best friend, who was also a meth addict, had been shot by the police in San Francisco. And I cleared his spirit from her within 30 days of the clearing, and nothing else. Her addiction to meth was completely gone. And you need to know, for 3 years, this woman struggled and struggled with this addiction. One clearing. Now, it's different for everyone, but it's just amazing the things that can happen. Another woman came to me with deep shame every time she had sex. She did my Love Yourself Fearlessly coaching program, which encompasses clearing and self-love coaching and boost your self-esteem systematically. By the fourth week, she called in, and the first words out of her mouth was, "My shame is totally gone." Can you imagine? Every time, here you are, she was almost 50, and every time she had sex, she felt tremendous shame. And what I did was I cleared the past lives of, she'd been a nun, she'd been a mother superior, so all those religious lifetimes were creating shame for her. It's wild, the things that still continue to happen years after, you know, that lifetime. So another woman in Los Angeles was totally dysfunctional. She was an attorney and had a child she couldn't even see. And I did a clearing. She couldn't even stay on the phone with me. And I got a text on my way home from Colorado less than 2 weeks later saying she'd returned to a normal life after one clearing. And here she'd been so suicidal, she couldn't function. Okay, so enough of that. Just to let you know that these things can also happen for you. Okay. I also help couples get beyond their triggers. One couple that had been married for 22 years, and she came in, she came to me. She wasn't going to divorce him, but she was so not happy. And now, of course, she's also healed breast cancer working with me, and she's happier with her husband than she's ever been. All right, so let's get started. And I'm sorry for anybody that's not able to get on. The phone seems to be having difficulties. So what I'd like you to do is take a deep breath. We're going to just clear this room and this energy. I'm going to open your Akashic Records, breathing. Ask God to have a shield of love and truth around you permanently, so only God's love and truth exist between you and me. I allow the masters, teachers, and loved ones of you to channel through me out of whatever realm to say whatever they wish. I ask permission of the Lords of the Akashic Records that I may be able to look into the records of you and remove whatever information I am allowed. Now, you may be feeling a little bit of heat. I ask to connect to your high self. I ask to work with radiant God on high. Clear the six bodies comprising the soul. Clear, remove, replace, elevate, and educate committee members to the highest level on chart three. I ask to clear all vortexes, portals, veil of illusion, dark worms, wormholes, toxic streams, Illuminati, dark angels, ET implants. I ask to clear any negativity, any dark energies. I ask to clear negative entities and addictive souls. I ask to close the vortexes and portals and fill with golden crater light. And I ask to clear discarnates in the aura, discarnates in possession, and discarnates in past lives. Place a triple light shield around the separates. Clear all separates, type 1, type 2, shadow energy and programming. Clearing all chart 5. And clear and remove all pre-programmed future contracts to pick up negative motivations, blocks, and interference. Breathe. I ask to clear all of chart 10A for everyone's high self, guides to infinity and all committees. I ask to open a contract with your high self to unplug you from the world energies and close this contract. I ask to clear, educate, and elevate the high self committee. And I ask to clear any contaminated soul energies, clear toxic streams, balance positive and negative energy, clear the desire to escape. Unplug them from the decaying universe. Clear the dissipation of vital energies, check and charge the full capacities. Clear the karmic beliefs, genetic beliefs, astrological beliefs, polarity beliefs. Clear the soul programs. Clear all major beliefs. Okay, just breathe. So some conscious programs are coming up. It's just something that is illness, has to do with illness. Okay. Self-punishment, conflict, benefit, bardo, which is the place before incarnation, experience trauma, past life. It's also an imprint. Feeling abandoned, fear, forsaken, despair, self-destruction, self-centeredness, clearing from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds. I ask to clear all holes, rips, openings, tears in everyone's auric field, fill with golden crater light. Clear webs, cords, hooks, psychic hooks. Clear anything below chart 3, any static in your auric field. Clear all negativity. I ask to clear all thought forms. I ask to clear hatred of men programs. Clear hatred of women programs. It's really hard to love your partner when you have a hate program running. I know, I've had many of them. Clear the love to hate to love programs. Clear the past lives in chaos, present lives in chaos, and future lives in chaos. Clear vows, contracts, oaths, and agreements, and anything below chart 3. I ask to clear all issues and challenges and upgrade the high self to the latest love, light, wisdom, and understanding. And I ask the high self committees that are working as a one with the creator of all that is. All right, so somebody has a block to optimism. We're going to clear that. It is a future life, organ language, conflict, benefit from a past life. And the energies are despair, self-destruction, self-limitation, fear, and abandonment. And I ask to clear them from the point of origin. I ask to clear, let's see, blocks to faith. This is a self-punishment program. Benefit, experience trauma from a past life. And the energies. Adultery, hate, guilt, addictions, domineering, self-punishment, self-limitation. Remember, we're doing past lives. Clear from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds. Blocks to happiness from past lives. Experience trauma. Fatigue, despair, depression, self-centeredness. Clear from the point of origin. Burn the roots, branches, and seeds. Sever, disconnect. Clear it all. And guarantee it's cleared. And now blocks to success. Past life, self-punishment, conflict, benefit, experience trauma from a past life. And for you just joining, thank you for being here. I connect to your high self. And I ask for your Akashic records to be open. Okay, blocks to happiness. And this is also a future life as well as a past life program. And yes, we can clear things in the future lives too. Fear, blame, forsaken, abandonment. Self-destruction, despair, blame, clearing from the point of origin. Clear it all. And the roots, branches, and seeds. Okay. Okay, blocks to love of God, women and men. And they usually come together.
So experience trauma from a past life. And if you're in a difficult situation and you may cry out for God to help and God doesn't help, and that could create a hate of God program. Paralysis, torture, cruelty, restlessness, clearing from the point of origin, clearing the roots, branches, and seeds, sever, disconnect, dissolve. Okay, blocks to self-love. It's hard to love yourself if you have a self-hate program going on. Conflict, benefit, experience, trauma from a past life. So it's really important to be compassionate towards yourself. Greed, domineering, self-punishment. Greed, guilt, domineering, self-punishment. Is this enough to clear the lifetimes? Clear the lifetimes and the programs from the point of origin. Blocks to sincerity and enthusiasm. And if you're worried we're not getting to the good stuff, it's happening. Don't worry. We are going to address the drowning and fire and all that too. Past lives, organ language, conflict, benefit, experience, trauma from a past life. Abandonment, despair, depression, self-centeredness, self-limitation, abandonment. Fear, clearing from the point of origin, from the roots, branches, and seeds. I ask to clear blocks to hope. I ask to clear blocks to forgiveness. Clearing blocks to truthfulness. Clearing blocks to friendliness. Clearing blocks to prosperity. Past lives. Trauma. Experience trauma imprint. Feeling abandoned. Greed. Financial greed. Despair. Self-destruction. Self-centeredness. And then clearing blocks to receiving abundance from a past life. There's some conflict there about abundance, past life, experience, trauma. Fear, blame, abandonment, domineering, self-punishment, abuse. Clearing from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds, sever, disconnect, dissolve. Clear anything below chart 3, any static in anyone's auric field. Apply grounding to everyone's body and energy body. Okay, clearing blocks to understanding. And all of these are past life programs. Experience trauma from a past life. Financial greed, and maybe a lack of understanding money, despair, self-centeredness, self-destruction, fear and abandonment, clearing from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds. Clearing consideration, blocks to consideration. From the point of origin and the past life. Clearing blocks to cheerfulness. It's hard to be happy when you can't feel cheery. Experience trauma, past life, fear, fatigue, abandonment, despair, self-limitation. From the point of origin, clear. Self-control. Sometimes we get out of control from past lives and another dimension, past lives, benefit, experience, trauma. And we've all lived in other dimensions as well. Hate, hate of God, hate of life. Doom, sexual abuse, hate of life. Clear from the point of origin, clear all the programs, roots, branches, and seeds. Okay, clearing worthiness. Past lives and other dimensions. Abuse, despair, self-destruction. Clearing from the point of origin. Learning the roots, branches, and seeds. Clearing selfless obedience. Past lives, self-punishment program from a past life. It's an imprint, could have happened in the womb. From mom, frustration, greed, guilt, domineering, self-punishment. Okay, while we're doing this, I'm going to be working on some pain issues. Just keep breathing. Clearing composure, blocks to composure. And ask to clear that low back pain. The universe always supports me. I'm always supported by the universe. Benevolence from a past life. Past lives in other dimensions. Abuse and frustration. Self-limitation occurring from the point of origin. Just breathe. Clearing unity and compassion. It's an organ language program. Benefit experienced trauma from a past life. And some, it's like the church burned down. Hate of life, hate of men, hate of self, hate of women. Clearing from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds, sever, disconnect, dissolve. And ask to clear all charts 10-8 to 32. Okay, clearing clarity and forgiveness. Clearing faith and joy. Clearing innocence. Clearing patience, clearing understanding love, clearing passiveness and humility. Okay, this is a biggie. Self-limitation and self-punishment. Death, organ language, present life yet to come, self-punishment, present life already happened, conflict, experience, trauma from past life. Clearing from the point of origin, hate, guilt, addiction, separation, doom, adultery, hate of God, clearing from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds. And revenge. This is past life, self-punishment. When you seek revenge, it hurts you. Benefit experience trauma from a past life, abandonment, despair, self-destruction, self-limitation. So I have to sever, disconnect, dissolve, decreate, across all time and all dimensions, remove the roots, branches, and seeds. Clearing self-destruction from past lives. Abandonment, this is everything. Okay, clear it all. Guarantee it's all cleared. We've all been self-destructive at one time or another. All right, clearing injustice. Past life, guilt, hate, doom, separation. Clearing all charts, all levels and layers. Clear the six bodies comprising the soul. Clearing jealousy. Clearing accidents, illness, Alzheimer's, and dementia. As to clear all early death programs. I ask to clear guilt. It's a biggie. Murder. Past lives in other dimensions. Transition. Past lives. Death. Organ language. Self-punishment. Conflict. Benefit. Experience trauma from a past life. Fear. Blame. Forsaken. Abandonment. Domineering. Self-punishment. Self-limitation. I ask to clear from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds, sever, disconnect, dissolve, decreate across all time and all dimensions. Clear all negativity. And I ask to clear all addictive souls and all addictions. And for anyone who has battled addiction, I have all manner of addictions. Self-love. Or lack thereof, is the cause of all addictions. Death by drowning. Okay, breathe, everybody. Clearing pre-programming of spirit by God, potential dysfunction of spiritual consciousness by God, codependency of spirit on God, dysfunction of spirit by thought. Okay, I want to clear the past life where drowning has occurred. Falling off a boat. Falling in the water, there's all different ways to drown. Forceful drowning. Benefit experienced trauma from a past life and an imprint. Also an identification program, which means you identify with other people that have drowned as well. Torture, paralysis, depression, despair, self-destruction. And I ask to clear from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds. And download you with tremendous unconditional love and compassion. Death by hanging. This is a past life, benefit, experience, trauma, blame, despair, self-centeredness, self-destruction, frustration, hate, hate of God, hate of life, hate of men, and hate of women. Clear it all. Death by accident, self-punishment, conflict, experience, trauma from a past life, fatigue, depression, guilt, domineering, fear, abandonment, depression, hate of life, hate of self, and torture. Clear it all. Death in childbirth. Interestingly, this is a self-punishment program, a benefit program, and experience trauma. I know, it's very strange. So I'm asking to clear the fear, despair, self-destruction, abuse, frustration, clearing from the point of origin, burning roots, branches, and seeds. Now, we've all been farmers at one time or another. Death by farm equipment. Death on a farm. Okay, this one, past lives, self-punishment, conflict, benefit, experience, trauma. Denial, victimization. Ah, so the denial is that you knew it wasn't safe, but you did it anyway. How often do we do that? Cruelty, revenge, depression, hate of ego, cruelty, revenge, conflict, negativity, wanting the fairy tale, clearing from the point of origin, burning roots, branches, and death by fire. We're going to get into the happy stuff, I promise. Self-punishment, conflict, birth, benefit, bardo, experience trauma from a past life, fear, blame, frustration. You left the iron on. Domineering, self-punishment, addictions, guilt, clearing from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds. Some of you may be seeing things when I'm clearing. It's perfectly normal. Okay, so now I have to clear vows of poverty. I have to go back and do that one when everybody's awake and conscious. Clearing humiliation. Clearing pride. I have to clear your ego to be less than 4%. Your sole purpose is to be a single-digit number. I have to, again, make sure accidents, illness, Alzheimer's, and dementia has been cleared. Please clear blocks to respect, and please clear any blocks to love. Please clear blocks to receiving love. Please make sure that all blocks to success have been cleared. Death by falling. Past lives. Conflict, experience, trauma. Hate of ego, cruelty, cowardice, repression, rejection, resentment. And I have to clear it all. Clear all the energies. Death by trauma. Past life, self-punishment, experienced trauma. It has everything attached to it. Is this enough to clear the lifetimes and the programs? Clear it all. Sever, disconnect, dissolve, decreate across all time. Death by abuse. And this could even be self-abuse, self-inflicted. Self-punishment, past life. Imprint, blame, fear, abandonment, clearing from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds, sever, disconnect, dissolve. Death by rape, experience trauma from a past life, self-punishment, benefit, imprint, abuse, doom, separation, sexual abuse, hate, guilt, hate of life, hate of God, hate of men, hate of self, hate of women, anger, self-pity. I ask to clear all of the programs. From the point of origin, sever, disconnect, dissolve. Clear resistance to love, clear all blocks to happiness, clear all negativity, clear anything less than radiant love. I ask to clear all negative entities, all vortexes and portals, veil of illusion, dark worms, wormholes, toxic streams, Illuminati, dark angels, ET implants. Clear all discarnates. All a chart 5. Clear all a chart 10A for everyone's high self, their guides to infinity and all committees. Clear self-hatred, self-abuse. Please clear fear. So migraine headaches are a carryover from past lives where there was torture or other forms of injury. So we have cleared a lot of that. I will now clear torture. So let's clear the past lives of torture. And I will say, too, torture can happen as a prisoner of war. And we've all been warriors, soldiers. Clearing hate of men, hate of life, hate of women, anger, frustration, fear, despair, self-destruction, and all anger. Anger at God. Clear our horizons are unlimited. Clear despair. Clear fear. Clear anxiety. Clear love unreceived. Clear sadness. Clear depression. Clear sorrow. Clear guilt. Clear shame. Pride. Dread. Lost. Heartache. Clearing abandonment. Clear rejection. Clear vows, contracts, oaths, and agreements. Clear self-sabotage. Clear anything standing in the way of happiness being received. Clear anything standing in the way of being empowered. Clear helplessness. Clear frustration. Clear unworthiness. Clear low self-esteem. I ask to apply grounding to everyone's body and energy body. I want to make sure I've cleared unworthy. Clear unworthy. Clear worthless. Clear low self-esteem. Clear anger. Clear resistance. Clear the fear of dying. Clear bitterness. Clear the desire to suffer. Okay, I'm going to do a little bit on weight, excess weight, if anybody's having a problem with weight. And this has past lives roots from torture or being starved to death. I know I've had a real issue with food. I can't go anywhere. I used to not be able to go anywhere without taking food with me. I was so afraid I'd be stuck somewhere without food. And when we have that kind of a fear, it's from dying. And I remember a past life where I was in England and died on the street, starvation, in the wintertime. So clearing brutality, emotional abuse, sadism, self-punishment, unforgiveness, depression, protection, anger, hate of women, hate of men, frustration, anger, fear. Okay. So I'm working on trauma from car accidents, any kind of trauma. Could be rejection, abuse, loss of a job, a burglary, feeling stuck. So many possibilities. Any unresolved past life energies can affect our current life. And we're just not aware of this past life energy that's bleeding through. So let's clear guilt. Let's clear hate. Let's clear hate of men and women. Intense helplessness. Clear despair. Clear self-limitation. Self-destruction. And excessive hate of life. Okay. Okay, I'm going to work on the pain for those that have it. So for aches, it can be past life energies. So let's release the traumatic events. Working on relieving stress. Clear resentment. I ask to clear issues and challenges. And I'm asking to stimulate the healing response in each and every person here. Clearing unwillingness to accept change. Clearing discouragement. Clearing overwhelm. Clearing abandonment. I have to clear multiple soul programs. I have to clear the idea, clear the thought, clear infinite levels before thought, clear anything referring to not being enough. Clear blocks to love. Please clear blocks to receiving greater love. Please clear blocks to being open to receive. Please clear the desire to suffer. All blocks to positive emotions. Please clear blocks to positive thoughts. Please clear judgment. Clear the belief that what others think of you is important. Clear that belief. It's a false belief. And I ask to clear all soul fragments to their highest possible blueprint level, and I ask for them to be reintegrated back into everybody's body and energy body. Let's clear the belief that having money will keep you from going to heaven. Let's clear the belief that having money will change the way your children love you. Let's clear any beliefs that implementing these things on a daily basis will affect your inside world. Clear anything else? Okay, now let me just check my list. I'm going to do something for pain. Make sure I've gotten everybody's request. So I'm working on physical injury. Okay, I'm hearing you speaking to me. Okay. So right now I'm going to do pain, and then I'm going to and panic attacks for somebody. Breathe. Okay, pain. Just breathe. One of the things that I recommend you do is ask, what is the pain trying to show you? What is it trying to teach you? What can you possibly learn from this pain? And then start giving thanks for the pain. I know it sounds strange, but it made a huge difference for me. Okay. All right, so we're going to do, this is for you, Lene. So for Lene, what do I need to clear? Clear looping and beyond looping. All right, now this is going to help everybody. Whatever I'm doing will help everyone. Okay, conscious mind. All righty. All right, so it's an organ language, self-punishment, present life already happened, birth, benefit, bar to experience trauma from a past life. All right, so this definitely will work for everyone. Torture, paralysis, fear, blame, forsaken, frustration, domineering, despair, self-limitation, self-destruction, self-centeredness. And I ask to clear it all from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds. Backfill with love. Okay. All right. All right. So someone who feels motivated but has inertia, what is that? Clear items not on the chart. Okay, it's a subconscious belief. What is it? Walk to hope. Almost like you feel like you have no hope, that you are motivated to do what you want to do. But the fact that you don't have hope that it's going to amount to anything is blocking. Past lives, death, self-punishment, present life already happened, conflict, benefit, experience, trauma from a past life. We're all connected. Everyone benefits here. Addiction, guilt, greed, frustration. Selfishness, hate, addiction. Is this enough to clear the lifetimes? We'll clear it all. Let's get rid of it. Whew, boy, I felt that in my head. Okay, a business relationship in turmoil. We would like a peaceful resolution. Well, I'm hearing done. Okay, but let's see, conscious mind. Okay, so you're being asked to be compassionate and see what it would feel like, feel what it would feel like to be in the other person's shoes. Like really tap into that. Fear, abandonment, depression, cruelty, revenge, restlessness, cowardice, resentment, repression, hate of ego, paralysis, torture. Is this enough to clear the lifetimes and the programs? Clear the lifetimes, the programs, burn the roots, branches, and seeds, sever, disconnect, dissolve, degrade across all time and all dimensions. I want to make sure that was cleared and okay. Is there anything else? Nope. Okay. Right, feeling unsupported by the universe, low back pain and some health issues, fall of consciousness, okay, Teresa, loss of spiritual hearing, loss of spiritual sight, fall into darkness, please clear them all, clear shift into unreality, clear the desire to suffer, do an alpha to omega clearing, a zero time clearing, and a clearing of all charts, all levels and layers, clearing everything below chart 3, any static in the auric field, webs, cords, hooks, psychic hooks, clearing all vows to poverty. Okay, you're wanting to, okay, ask this, clear the 7 lines, harmonize and align. I ask the wholeness committee to apply a spiritual healing. I ask the wholeness committee of each person to apply a psychic wound healing. Clearing all programs coming up. Clear dormant programs. Alrighty. Clear energy forms attached at higher levels and other souls bonded to the soul. Clear the subtle ethers and etheric body out of balance. Okay. Clearing some codependency. Codependency of spirit. Codependency of spirit on God. Dysfunction of spirit by thought. Potential dysfunction of spiritual consciousness by God. Pre-programming of spirit by God. Loss of seeing God. Loss of hearing God. Loss of knowing God. Loss of feeling God. Let's cords at psychic hooks. Okay, download the power codes and power symbols in the one known universe to everyone's body and energy body. Make sure that all blocks to success and abundance have been cleared. Okay, thank you. Okay, Jonathan, it's a conflict program, benefit, experience trauma from a past life. Okay, anger, hate of self, hate of women. Self-doubt, ego, health abuse, stinginess, self-sabotage, apathy, helplessness. Is this enough to clear the lifetimes in the programs? All right, please clear from the point of origin, burn the roots, branches, and seeds, sever, disconnect, dissolve, degrade, across all time and all dimension. And I feel like there's another program. Okay. Clearing all attachments, all thought forms, all negative entities. Clear all dark energies. And now clear. Everybody's pretty clear. I just want to make sure. Let's just see if there's anything else for relationships. Relationships are a mirror, and oftentimes the thing that we get most upset about is it's our issue, like me getting upset that my friend asked me if I was writing, and I got so triggered. Conscious mind, okay. And sometimes our little self, the ego, gets in the way and goes, no, it's him, not me. Health abuse, self-pity, okay. Guilt and addictions, all right. So we're clearing the organ language, self-punishment, benefit, experience, trauma from a past life. Blame, fear, abandonment, fatigue. Is this enough to clear the lifetimes and the programs? Clear the lifetimes, the programs, burn the roots, branches, and seeds, sever, disconnect, dissolve, degrade, across all time and all dimensions. All right. So is there anything else that I need to do? Okay, download all of Chart 7 to everyone's body and energy body. Clear anything that I've missed. Chart it and clear it. Guarantee everything is cleared. Okay, they want me to have you all do the vows of poverty. You have to do it out loud. Sorry, I've got to find it. It's really important. And we're going to clear the emotions. All right? Clear the emotions with it. So what would it be? It would be sorrow, sadness, heartbreak, overwhelm, love unreceived, could be abandonment, betrayal. Okay, so this is what I want you to do. You're going to repeat after me, and if some of you are unmuted, it's okay. I revoke any and all vows to poverty, and I choose to stay open to daily guidance and decisions that are for my highest good here and now. I am okay as I am. I praise Universal Source. All right, so I'm hearing somebody feels like they missed a line, so we're going to do it one more time. I revoke any and all vows to poverty, and I choose to stay open to daily guidance and decisions that are for my highest good here and now. I am okay as I am. I praise Universal Source. Okay, now don't go away because I'm going to do the Cascade of Miracles prayer, and then I'm going to turn off the recording, and then anything else that I didn't do, I will do off the recording. So for all of those, I ask for a wrap-up, mop-up. Wow, thank you. All righty. So I just want to announce that I'm going to be running my Tainted to True Love program again. It's good for people that are coupled. It's good for people that are single. I will tell you that a lot of stuff came up in the workshop I did last year to the point that shortly thereafter, two of us went on to have healthy relationships, and I attracted a man that was 17 years younger than me, and it was the first truly vulnerable relationship that I have had. And each relationship we have takes us to a higher level. It's a learning and experience. He wasn't the one, but he certainly helped me recognize that I could risk it all when I was with somebody that I felt safe with. So the Tainted to True program is $247. It's a steal. It's 6 weeks of live coaching with me, in a group, and we all benefit. Everybody will grow tremendously. So my email, if you need to email me, is jenniferelizabethmasters@gmail.com. And when you sign up for my newsletter, if you haven't yet, you will get the first audio of my Jumpstart Happiness Program. Okay, so just breathe. I'm doing the Cascade of Miracles prayer here. And a lot of people have reported many, many miraculous events happening in their lives after this. Mother, Father, God, I ask for a cascade of miracles to unfold in each and everyone's life, in their relationships, their love, in their finances, and in their health. I ask for these miracles just to unfold, big and small, in all areas of their life and their world. I ask for the relationships to become deeper and more connected, more loving and compassionate. I ask for their bank accounts to be filled and not run through their fingers. I ask for friendships to grow and thrive, and for their sole purpose to step up to meet them. I ask for happiness and joy for everyone in the sound of my voice. I wish you love, happiness, joy, abundance. I ask for these miracles, big and small, to continue to unfold as long as you're grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. All right, I am taking, thank you so much for being here. Don't go away now. I'll be right back.